Blog Talk Radio.
My mom lives in the south of France, knows. Oui. Ooh la la, it was very nice until this Arab dude, who was very, very, very handsome. I was sitting in a cafe and we were talking, we were hanging out, and it was all going well. Until the moment he found out I was an American, I was from the United States, and he said, "Aren't you afraid to be an American in Paris when all of us angry Arabs are, like, if you were in my neighborhood, it would all be over?" And it made me realize it's dangerous out there, dudes. No matter how hot that man is you're sitting next to, you gotta undo all the shit that all these presidents have done for us, all these corporations. There's a song about that.
Que je rentre langue, j'ai pas dit un mot. Et puis je te rencontre ici à Paris, assis près de moi. Mais un peu trop, tu viens d'Algir. Et moi je viens de San Francisco. La 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 la. Y a monde fou entre nous. La 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 la.
When he was only 4 years old. His name is M-I-S-H-A. That's Misho or Mishka to his mother, Mr. Khanikulov. Give it up on cello.
Thank you.
gentlemen, a true San Francisco treat. Mr. Born and raised Ara Anderson, son of Anders, son of Vartuki. It's called Brown Noise, I'm sorry. But it's what a brother from Iran's gotta do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Safa Shokray on Upright Bass. Mr. Roan Diddy Roan, bring it home.
Check, 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 check. They call me Roan Diddy Roan. They call me Roan Diddy Roan.
Roan Diddy Roan.
They call me Roan Diddy Roan. They call me Roan Diddy Roan. They call me Roan Diddy. I like to get jiggy with it. I like to play the drum, have some fun in Oakland on New Year's Eve. That's right, my name's not Steve. My name is A-A-R-O-N, Aaron Roan Diddy Roan. They call me Roan Diddy Roan.
Roan Diddy Roan.
They call me Roan Diddy Roan.
Roan Diddy Roan.
They call me Roan Diddy Roan. They call me Roan Diddy Roan. Alright, I'm stalling. I got something to say. I'm not calling. I'm not getting paid for this. I like doing it. Rhyming freestyle in Oakland on a Saturday night. That's right, gonna be alright. 2011. We'll be right back.
All right. There's an echo here. Is that just me? No, there's no echo here anymore. Vince in the Bay. Excuse me. And an extended intro there. Nice, elongated 12-minute track, I think that was, from Rupa and the April Fishes. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct, and I'm welcoming you to your Police State 20.11. That's right, ladies, a lot of and gentlemen. I forget guys with cocks actually listen to my show. People with human beings with balls, you know, both testicles still in the sack and a fairly girthy shaft. I don't know why those gentlemen even bother listening unless they want to stick it inside me. I don't know. Anyways. This is the Bay Area. It's, you know, this is how we do it here. Anyways, Vince in the Bay, reliving my incredible experience I had last night at the New Parish in Oakland. I spent my New Year's Eve. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Flawless Crew, if you're listening, yes, Vince in the Bay gets out of his parents' basement once in a while and has a night on the town. And I hung out in the East Bay with Boots Riley and his crew. Also, it was incredible. Bill, it's Boots Riley and the Coup with Lyrics Born and Rupa and the April Fishes. And that track we just heard there was Rupa and the April Fishes, the opening act. And a lovely band. Oh, I want to say like eight pieces, maybe. It's this. You really got to Google Rupa and the April Fishes. You heard her talk, Rupa talk there. I wonder what ethnicity, if you will, you think Rupa is just by hearing her voice. I don't know if I want to give it away. But fantastic band. They have a little horn section. They have a cool drummer, a really kick-ass stand-up bass player, as you heard, and a guy that plays cello. Yeah, it's kind of like Manu Chao, but with a chick and a cellist. it's kind of like a world music. She goes all over the place. She played like songs in Spanish, songs in English, songs in various other dialects. But check her out. I'm gonna post some videos. I shot a video also of the show last night, all the performances and. I'm going to post that at some point on the internet, so keep an eye out for that. I also have more tracks from my experience last night, which is an amazing, amazing show. So that was Rupa. Next up, I'm going to play some Lyrics Born. Yeah, Lyrics Born, who just dropped a record this year. It's 2011. No, it was last year now. A couple months ago, he came out with his new record, and I got to chit-chat with his manager / videographer / photographer / basically manager / biographer, and cool dude. Yeah, so they were playing this thing up, this bill up. Lyrics Born was like the MC for the occasion. Like Lyrics Born, it was like a night with the Coup hosted by Lyrics Born. It didn't really gel together like that, but it was still cool nonetheless. Lyrics Born came up, did a little something, did the countdown, and we were off into the new year. For those of you that are tuning in thinking I'm going to talk about, before I keep going here, if you look in the show notes here, I'm pretty much going to do the first hour or maybe through the whole show. I'm taking calls. This is a call-in show. It's 347-826-7667. Okay, let's do a big chat, early chatter. Shout out, if you will. Doing the chat room roll call here. Blue Goose, Bubbles 20, Donnie C, Easy Rider, Guest 16813, Iconoclast TX, Moxie Renee. Oh, big ups to Renee, good friend of the show, Renee. Uncle Bobby's co-host. Glad to have her here. Renee, you're lucky. Things have cooled off. A lot of the trolls and the trolling has subsided. Although, in the second hour, folks, let me finish out. Trust Claire, thank you also. And Donnie C, you know, Iconoclast TX, and all the guests and everybody else, thank you all for tuning into the chat. And if you are a guest, a new guest of the program, I encourage you to sign up for a free BTR account so you can get a user profile and log into the chat and chat it up with us. I'm going to get back into the chat here in a second. I just want to do some quick house cleaning and let you know what's coming up here. The first hour, I'm going to probably about my New Year's Eve experience hanging out with the Coup and Lyrics Born in Arupa. Great show, by the way. Got some good audio, as you can tell. That was pretty good. The mix for the entire performance of all of wasn't that great, but I cherry picked some of the best solid tracks, and are going to play those throughout the night. But of course, this call-in show 347-826-7667, and So the first hour I'm gonna concentrate on that, and then we'll get into. But if you know later we'll get into the. Into the other stuff I put on there, like the questions for 2011. This first month, I think this first month of 2011 is going to be interesting on BTR. You're going to see a lot more troll wars flaring up. But you know what? It's okay, because it looks like Debbie Daly is going to come to the rescue. She does have her own network, you all know. That is waiting in the wings as February 1st looms, if you will. And I think so. We're going to see on my forecasting. This is just me as an independent troll forecaster. My trends are telling me that it's going to cool off here for a little bit, but you're going to see the troll wars flare up again pretty violently in this last month. Glad to take your calls on that as well. We're going to go. We have, looking at the switchboard here, I have a caller with his hand up, and I believe this is the person whose name we shall not speak of. Welcome back to the program, brother.
Listen, I want to have a big shout out tonight for Boxy if she's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, she's not on. She's not on right now. No. Moxy, call in. I guess the Jew wants to talk to you.
I meant Moxy. I'm sorry. I was confused there.
Dude, I can barely hear you. Is the volume, am I just not turned up all the way? You sound very far away, very distant.
Really?
Maybe it's just me.
Oh, you know why? I had turned down
Your output? Yeah, turn that up.
I had purposely turned down my mic. I was doing something else. But, yeah, I was going to say.
I know what you do on these programs. I know what you do on these programs, Jude. Don't play stupid with me, all right? I know you use this as a little lair to seduce young women, and I'm not buying anything that you said.
Want to talk to Boxy about it. Will you bring Boxy on so I can do that?
Moxy will be on in a second. You simmer down now. We got another hour and a half to go. I'm still trying to recap my amazing experience last night on the outside world, people. You've got to go out and try it, folks. Every once in a while, get out of the house, get off the couch, get away from the computer, go out there. I mean, if you really love your computer so much you can't leave it alone, bring it with you. Fine. You can find Wi-Fi somewhere. Doesn't matter. Like, I brought my computer with me. I taped the show. It was great. And I'm going to get into some more clips from that here in a second. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667, Vince in the Bay, with you tonight. I appreciate everybody showing the love here early on in the program. We will get to the troll talk, don't worry. But I still want to highlight my incredible evening on the outside world last night, folks. And just to entice you further. Oh, yes, and I also have to give a big ups to the LOC, which I noticed. I mean, I'm getting hip to this. I'm not really, okay, I admit I'm not a hacker. I'm not a real troll. Like I said, I'm a internet trolling trends forecaster, okay? Think of me as like the Bob Chapman of trolling, all right? If you want me to predict intuitively what the future of trolling holds, I can probably tell you. I can tip you off. I have some inside information. I can help you here and there. I'm kind of like the Lindsay Williams, if you will. Like if Lindsay Williams were to have his own program, that would be me, okay? I have Mr. X, Mr. Y, Mr. Z, all of the above feeding me stuff. I'm kind of like Cowpoat. I have to admit it. You know, I put it out there on pretty much every night. I admit that, you know, I hope if I haven't made it clear, I owe everything I do to Cowpoat. He blew the wormhole wide open for me, and I'm just reporting what I know to you people. But I also want to in my trends forecasting, I also have to say, you know, of course, you know, if you're looking to see who's going to be dominant in BTR, especially in this first quarter of 2011, you know, your safe money is on the BWC. They're like the Goldman Sachs of BTR. They're solid. They're connected. They've got their finger on the pulse. They've got some heavy artillery, and they're pretty much the dominant force right now. But there's there's the Flawless crew, which my trends are telling me that they are slowly dissipating in force. They're having some international. This is an international organization after all. But they're having some internal turmoil there. At least that's what my sources are telling me. So you might want to stay away from Flawless as a play here in the first quarter of 11. also my trends are, you really need to subscribe to my trends journal to get all of the updates on the trolling. Or you can, you know, if you're an Insider Extreme member, I will post that up in the web screen there for you. But you can get all this at vinceinthebay.com. Anyways, so that's we're not even going to talk about that right now. I still want to share with you my, you know, one more tease about that, the trends thing. The LOC, they're going to be a hot commodity. Like if I were to do a futures play on them, I would buy them now. They're not going to go down. They're going to be around for a little while, and they're only looking up. And they're probably going to steal some market share from BWC at some point. But that play might not be good in the long term. But in the short term, you know, there's things are good looking up. First, let's put it this way. First quarter, LOC is going to be hot on the scene, and we'll see how things play out into Q2 011. Anyways, getting back to my vainglorious evening last night, hanging out with the Coup and Lyric Sporn, Rupa and the April Fishes. The LB, Lyric Sporn, was in the house last night. I hope I'm not breaking up, because you know what? I was, all right, good, that's done. Hang on, I got to take care of some business here. Let's quit that. All right, I was uploading some stuff there, so I was wondering if I was cutting in and out there. Anyways, any hoot. Getting back to last night, so the LB, Lyric Sporn, Bay Area stalwart MC, was the the grandmaster of the festivities, and helped ring in the and if I can find it in my switchboard, I let upload. So, in the last month, I've uploaded so much crap into my switchboard. I seriously am. I can't find anything. What did I need? Oh, okay, here we go. Here it is. All right. So, yeah, where was I? Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm going to be back with the Jew in a second, but before I get to that, we're going to do another flashback here to last night, ringing in the new year, 2011 in Oakland, California. After Rupa and April Fishes wrapped up their set, it was time for the LB, Lyrics Born, to drop in on the festivities and lend a few numbers before counting down the final moments of 2010.
I am your host for this evening. How many of y'all out there came to party tonight, huh? We got my people, the crew, are in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get started, I got to say, where are my homeboys at? Make some noise. Where are my beautiful ladies at right about now? Make some noise. These are all my people. We gonna make this shit go in a major way. Let me see you put your hands in the air like this, please. All the way from the Bay Area, California. Happy New Year, y'all. I said Happy New Year, y'all. We have approximately 4 minutes left, you know what I mean? Hey! Well, it's 1 a.m. and I'm ready to rock. I got $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready or not. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. 2 a.m. and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now I'm out the door. Cadillac's in the back and it's ready to go. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. I've been a cocky dude ever since 17. Every chance I get, I try to my acceptance speech. Thank you, Grammy, Academy, the MTV. You're so beautiful when y'all don't give me everything. I do when you come just to clean the set you can of me. Informant speakers falling with the foreign denim jeans. It's kind of nasty how I get up on and kill the thing. I can't help myself, baby, I am just at me. I'm so funky like Arnold and Dudley Man. I'm so funky like Conan the Barbarian. I'm so funky, baby, never born as who I am. Y'all so unfolded, I just a boozy cover man. 1 a.m., I'm ready to rock. I got $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready to nap. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. 2 a.m., and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now I'm out the door. My rack's in the back, and it's ready to go. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all feeling that shit out there, are you ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? I said, are y'all ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? My man, Evil D, give him one more song, you know what I mean, before we count this thing in. My name is Lyrics Born. I will be back momentarily to count this shit down for all my peoples in the new parish. Are you ready? More time for my man Boots in the Coot. It's about to come up in Riverdale tonight, too. I said give it up for my people's Boots in the Coot. About to Riverdale tonight, huh? Hey, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Let me hear you make some noise. I said, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Make some noise. With this sound, ever since I got up off the hobby horse, I'm doing things that these rappers probably force. Track it Daisy, Breezy Jennings, usually singing out the city limits. Getting his workout, leisure fitness, giving a squirrel, I guess this means it's business. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. One more time, make some noise. Wake up every morning like I'm gonna kill these bastards. I hear my life calling like JoJo dancing, going from the brass ring like Frodo Baggins.
Yeah.
I hit the groove thing with some go-go dancers. I hit the groove thing, it's my solo record. Got the full of shoes, jeans, I'm the logo master. I'm up on everything like go-go gadget. Crouching like the tiger in the go format. Got the dragon hidden just in case the popo's mashup. Back in 88, I had to go romantic. Chokey nugget ring with the polo jacket.
Yeah.
Clean set, I'm almost on the boat. Bone wagon line powder on credit. Son of dope on plastic. Jaw drop like Miguel Cotto slapped him. Don't know lyrics form that you don't know. Classic, get your weight up like one of Tony Romo's. Say yeah! Yeah! Say oh yeah! That nasty shit. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 is almost out the door. You know what I'm talking about? So we gonna count this motherfucker off in a major way. Uncle D, cut it for me one time. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands in the air. Count it off with me. 10, 9, 8. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. 2011 is upon us. Give somebody you know a nice kiss. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I want to wish y'all a happy, safe, blessed, successful 2011 out there. My name is Lyric Sporn. Make some noise.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. That's the Bay back with you. You just heard the Lyric Sporn breaking it down there at the New Parish last night as we rang in the new year. Good times, good times. I got some great video from the show too, folks, that I'm going to share the next couple days that you'll definitely want to check out. And then it was time to get to move on to the coup. Boots Riley and the Coup took the stage. And rocked out a very tight set, very, very tight set, sweaty set. I was right by the stage the entire time. Well, not the entire time, most of the time. The first hour of the show, I was right there sweating it out with them. And I got some really juicy footage, especially of Miss Silky, who I've missed dearly. I haven't seen her in almost a year. And it was nice to see her. She's a beauty and a pleasure and a joy and a talent, really. And she broke things down on stage. And I'm going to get to that in a second, but I have a caller here that's waiting patiently. I'm going to go to the phone line here, 660. You are live, area code 660. You're live on the air. And you're not. You're gone. All right. Maybe they're having some problems. Okay, you know what? I might be having problems. My switchboard seems to be freaking out here a little bit. Let's try this again. We have a caller on the line, area code 660. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Well, my mom said I can't mention my name, so. But I would like to give a shout-out to my sister because she really liked your show.
Oh,
she's probably cool. Listening right now.
Uh-huh. Go for
yeah.
it.
Hi. I don't know what to really say, but we have our own show on here.
Uh-huh. And what's that?
Double A Media Live.
Okay, what kind of show is that?
It's supposed to be a comedy show, but we just started today, and it was our very first thing, and we only got pretty much one caller, but I guess that's pretty good for your first show, and no one really knows about it. But
oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. First time I started on here, I did probably a week of shows with probably less than five people in my chat room, if any, if I was lucky. If I was lucky, five people in the chat room. And maybe one caller, two callers. You know, I kind of trolled around to other shows when I first started out, though, and, you know, connected with other listeners and stuff that way, and then and other hosts, too. And then it's kind of incestuous. Excuse me. Incestuous that way. Like, a lot of people tend to be aspiring radio personalities or hobbyists or former radio personalities and whatnot, and a lot of kids having fun, you know, doing interview. You know, I would, if I was in high school and they had this when I was a kid, I would have gone nuts bonkers with this. Are you kidding me? I'm kind of reliving my childhood right here in
yeah.
some ways. That's really fun. I enjoy it, and I'm gonna miss it when I'm done in a month.
Yeah, we were just scrolling around and we found your show, so we found it at like 11, so we were waiting for an hour to pre you start so we could hear kind of like what this is all about. And yeah, we found, and like my sister right now is working on a website on Wix.com. So far it's looking pretty cool.
Yeah, this is a variety show. It's technically, I like to think of it as a call-in show. It's a call-in show, and I have a lot of regulars, so I tend to leave some people on mm-hmm. just on the air, hanging out with me on the air, kind of like a panel, a mm-hmm. guest panelist or whatever, a guest host or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
co-host, it doesn't matter. So I just kind of like do that and then take calls outside of that panel or people in the chat room strum up some questions or something, and I address to the panel or the panel has an issue and they bring it up. We discuss it. It's just kind of a panel discussion call-in show, if that's what you want
to
try to boil it down to. It's totally a random variety show. Yeah. 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 But like tonight, I'm, I didn't do a show last night because I was out partying on New Year's and I went to this show, and I recorded the show and, yeah, just reliving it right now. There's showing, just replaying some of the highlights. And hopefully promoting some of these artists' music. I don't know. Have you ever heard of The Coup?
No. I think it sounds familiar, though.
You heard of Lyrics Born?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just played Lyrics Born. Before that, I played Rupa and the April Fishes. These are all Bay Area-based artists, actually. All based in the East Bay. Rupa is a son of immigrants here. I think she's of Hindi descent. She's Indian. Indian American or whatever you want to call it. And she has this sort of gypsy world music sort of thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But they rock too. I don't know if you did. You hear the opening track that I played?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of their singles, essentially, and she's got a tight little band. There's like six or seven or eight people in it, a couple of horn players, bass player, cellist.
Yeah.
She's got a cool drummer who apparently likes to rap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta go.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot. Thanks for stopping in. Say hi to everybody, and keep listening and calling whenever you feel like it, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
Always. That's what I do here. I'm Vincent the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. So, you know, sometimes it's not – that's the thing about Disorderly Conduct, the reason why I call this program Disorderly Conduct, is because it's just sort of a bland blanket term that you can throw out on anything. It's just like if a cop wants to get you on anything and they don't have, you know, an itemized thing that they can call you on. They just throw it under disorderly conduct. So that's what we have going here. That wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Anyways, I got more calls. 111, you're in the air. What's going on? Go ahead, 111, you're on the air. Your hand is up, 111. Can you not hear me, 111? 111111111111. All right, fuck you, 111, you're gone. All right. Anyhoot, got a lot of guests listening tonight. That's encouraging. I hope you're enjoying the program. We're going to continue on with my recap of my New Year's Eve 2011 experience last night. And I'm also dubbing this this New Year Police State Year Police State Version 20.11. Police State Version 20.11. That's right, folks. You don't realize it, but a lot of laws were just enacted today. Tax laws, various misdemeanor felonies have been created that you don't even know about, I don't know about, and probably won't find out until I get busted for it. Anyways, I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667, recapping my fantabulous, funkalicious, whatever you want to call it, evening with the coup. So I left off a minute ago with Lyrics Born performing. Melinda, I'm not going to open any videos that you send me, and I would like to encourage our listeners to who are faint of heart, if you're in the chat room and Melinda private messages you a link and you don't have a very strong stomach, do not click on it. All right? Just a little word to the wise. Moving on. Actually, this is a great chance to – but if you do want to see these crazy links that Melinda's sending, I notice we have a lot of guests, maybe people who are not familiar with Blog Talk Radio and how this channel works. But basically, if you want to join the chat, all you have to do is sign in on Blog Talk Radio. It takes like a minute. You can create a free account. You can even host a show if you want. You can host a free half-hour show, which is what this show is going to turn into in about a month. But it's a great service. If this is your first time checking it out, if you like to do your own radio shows, or maybe you want to do like a one-off thing. The podcast is basically a live podcast recording. But no, Melinda, I will not open up. Please don't waste your time or mine by sending me links to videos. Anywho, back to our guests. If you're curious about BTR, maybe you want to host a show, maybe you don't. Maybe you just like listening to shows, but you want to chat too. So you can sign up for a free account. You don't have to host a show. You can just be a free account member. You can go to shows and chat in the chat room, and that way you can make requests. You can send me obscene links to weird, random, grotesque, or pornographic images. It's your right. It's the internet. I can't force you not to do it, just like I can't force you to sign up. So I probably discouraged a lot of people right there. But that's fine. Moving on. So the way I left it off, I played. So we rang in the new year, it's 2011, with Lyrics Born, LB. And then it was time for the coup and Boots Riley to take the stage. And as I described earlier, I was sitting or standing, kneeling, leaning, pirouetting on the side of the stage. And got some great footage of the sexy, the talented, the amazing Silky. And she and the coup, this band that just rocks. Unfortunately, I didn't get some really good quality recordings. I did get some nice clean soundboard recordings, but the Matrix mixes I got were kind of, actually the first half of the show, which was like the part of the show I got the best video footage from. Of course, the audio was mixed, was kind of messed up, but the sound guy for the coup, God bless his soul, who I have to give a huge, huge shout out for making these recordings and I'm playing back for you here on my show possible. I forget his name. I want to say his name is Tib. I think it's Tib. I'll get the full shout out right before the end of the show. But he hooked it up. He hooked it up. He dialed it in. He was working hard. He gets a big shout out. He was a one man crew. Like usually shows like this, if you're doing a band like The Coup, which is, let's see, it was drums, bass, guitar, keys, two vocals. Did I say guitar? I don't know. We're talking about like seven people on stage. Limited time to set up. And they didn't, I got there when the sound guy got there, right before the doors opened. They didn't get a chance to sound check. And so they didn't even do a line check. They just kind of set up their equipment and started playing. And it was kind of chaotic at first, which is apropos for a coup show, because it's just what it is. It is what it is. It's just fucking, it's Oakland. It's low budget. It's just like selling records out of your trunk. It's a community, though. It's amazing. It was such a great environment. I tell you what, it was the epitome of what you might imagine Oaksterdam to be. It's a cool little spot. It reminds me a lot, I'm talking about the New Parish, the spot that the coup is playing at. Kind of reminds me of, if anybody's ever been to New Orleans, I don't know if PD of LA is tuned in right now. Let me check the chat. PD of LA, you're not here. Of course, PD of LA is not here. But yeah, if you've ever been to New Orleans, there's a place in New Orleans called Tiffany's. There's two spots. I think the one I've been to is the most popular one. It's called Uptown. I forget the address, but Tipitina's. So if you've ever been there, it's a small little place, really hole in the wall. It's not really hole in the wall. It's on the corner, but it's like a two-layer level place, very small, intimate place. There's an upstairs and a downstairs, and you're just kind of like right up there, right in front of the band's face. There's a bar upstairs, bar downstairs. You're just kind of. There's not really. I mean, there's a backstage, but it's really not that big of a deal in that security, in that heavily secured or anything like that. It's just kind of like, and these bands are kind of not. They're not even that big that where they would even need to worry about that. They're kind of just, you know, working musicians that are just trying to do a show, make ends meet, see their kids and their family, and. Yeah, have some good times with friends and strangers. And actually, I spent a New Year's at Tipitina's a couple years back, 2007, 2008 New Year's. It was galactic with special guests Charlie Tuna and Mr. Liff. And they rang in New Year's at Tipitina's, which was awesome. Amazing experience. I caught a lot of it on video, and I think I have some clips of it on my YouTube. If you want to check out clips of some of my videography work, check out my YouTube, youtube.com/VTOCCE, youtube.com/VTOCCE. And also go to Vince'sVaults.com, Vince'sVaults.com to check out, you can download some QuickTime videos and live recordings of a bunch of different bands that I've recorded over the years, and kind of an audio file / video file, if you will. And did a lot of work with The Coup in the past. I did Coup TV. If you go to youtube.com/CoupTV, if you like The Coup, you'll love that channel. Great, great channel. And I produced all those videos on there. So getting back to last night, I was out at the side of the stage to witness The Coup and their funkalicious, funkified funk machine that spews out fortified amounts of funk, and the one and only Silky, who was a delight and a pleasure, and she went off with this band that And I have to warn you, though, just a little bit of a preface here. This is on the fly. The Matrix recording I got was kind of heavy on some stuff. It was kind of weird, mixed really weird. So I apologize for the mix, but it probably will sound okay. I mean, it's better than nothing, let me tell you. And you know what? Silky shines through because she's amazing. And look out for her in 2011. Silky, this is her performing with the Coup last night in Oakland, California. Right here in the Bay Area, which is where Vince is in the Bay is from, obviously. The San Francisco Bay Area, the Yay, if you will. And to all the haters who call me Vince is gay or Vince and the Gay or whatever the fuck you want to say. You know what I say? Come up with a better one. I've heard that one enough. Although I have to give a big ups to the Skype assholes. Earlier today, real quick side note, I popped in on the Skype assholes. Check out Skype assholes archive from today. They came up with some good ones. I gotta dive into that. But I'm going to go into this track right here. Before I do, I want to bring on my homeboy from the Bay, the South Bay, Mr. Goofy Bone. Welcome to the program, Goofy.
Hey, well, what's poppin', Vince? Happy New Year, homeboy.
Happy New Year. Dude, man, I'm jazzed. I had a great I'm reliving my New Year's party experience last night here with you. I don't know if you just tuned in, but I've been playing tracks from these bands that performed at the shows last night up in Oakland at the New Parish. You ever been to the New Parish?
I've heard of it, but I've never been there. But I'm actually going bar hopping right now with some friends. And
oh, right on.
And then I got your email saying that you're on, so I wanted to call in and say Happy New Year to you.
Oh, right on, man. Cool. Happy New Year, dude. Where are you guys cruising to? Where are you going to drink at?
Oh, we're at some bar in San Jose called Carlos Goldstein. Some biker bar. But it's pretty popping.
Got a hole in the wall.
Got a lot of little ladies up in there. So, yeah, I'm just pulling up to the place right now. So my friends told me that, hey, come check this bar out. There's a lot of chicks here. So I said, fuck it. But I wanted to get on the horn with you real quick, say Happy New Year, and see what's up in the troll wars.
Oh man. I don't know if you can call back later, but in the second hour I'm gonna get into that. I'm sort of reliving my experience from last night. It was so amazing. I got to go in the outside world because you know, if you believe all the gossip on BTR, I am a hermit who lives in my parents' basement. I never get out. I never do anything. Okay? All right? And there's some validity. There's some validity to that. I'm trying to prove
that never got laid.
That's right.
Man, BTR, they got stories up the wazoo. I'll tell you. But yeah, Vince, you have a good day, brother. I just want to call and say happy New Year, and yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Goofy. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy your evening, and give us a report later on if you can. If not, I'll check you out later, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that are new listeners, good friend of the program, Goofy Bone, checking in with us, fellow South Bay Aryan. And he's got his own program here that he does every night, which I presume he's not doing tonight because he is mixing it up with ladies out on the town, breaking hearts. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting a lot of messages and stuff, and, you know, it just doesn't do you or me any service to waste our time hating like this. It's just, let's enjoy life. All right, it's a new year. 2010 is behind us, and that seemed to be. Not only have I noticed online, like on Twitter and whatnot, a lot of people really happy to see 2010 go away. On so many levels, left, right, center, politically, rich, poor, black, white, blah, 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 down the line. Everybody just was pissed off and had a, just had the worst time. If you go by just the overall temperature in the room, especially last night, I'm playing clips here, and I'm playing more of the lighthearted stuff. I want to spotlight that. But people had gripes. Like that chick, Rupa and April Fishes, she has an axe to grind. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know what her background is. She gives a little insight there if you tuned in from the beginning. If not, check out the archives. If you're just tuning in now, I implore you. I have about an hour to go here live, and then I'll do maybe 20 minutes or whatever into OT. So that means, I don't know, in about an hour and a half, you can download the show it on iTunes, or you can just refresh the page and listen back and hear the intro, which was basically an 11-minute jam by Rupa and April Fishes, and she prefaces the song that they play with the story behind the lyrics and all that stuff, and sung in French. And she's a really cute girl, great stage presence, solid band. I think Rupa's got a solid 2011 on the horizon. But anyways, back to the coup. They were electric, and I was by the side of the stage just creaming my pants watching Silky go nuts. And as she performed a jam that she penned, right, just as the show is kind of like, this was basically actually what I'm playing for you right now as we cross over the hump into the second hour, which I guess I'll start taking troll calls. But this was kind of the climax of the night last night. It really was. Silky was if there was a highlight. Because that's what I love about the coup. I see them. I used to see them like all the time, like every month or so. I'd somehow track them down and check them out. But I've only seen them. I've seen them less and less over the years. But it seems like every time I check in with them, there's a different player that sort of stands out. And hands down, if there was an MVP for performance last night, it was Silky, and this was the climax.
Punish me because of your pain. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, so with her you got nothing to gain. Did you ever wear a house though? Cause me, I got nothing to prove. You're testing me line, I could have left, but I suck it up. Mama told me to get my own, but wait on the car to go. Daddy told me to stay around. Can I just get down on the floor? Can I clown one time on the floor? Can I breathe? Hey, I had a love Jones for him. Scrape him like rock him voice. Rocking over curious beat. You know the type of love affair. Personnel, swag of a corporate store, and honor in the strip to kill a show of love. Check me like King Kong when I'm thumbing through the hood. That made me feel like that Daddy said, oh, I say I'll be good. Mold golden, watching when we folding that paper. We rolling that wicked in a way. He was more focused than most of them. They was hopeless. He said, no, mama, believe in what I say. Said he would do what he did it when he moved it. Ooh, with precision, the vision that he had had me going like a whirlwind. Of a lion, good like the Empire State Building.
Fucking E.
I'm supposed to come on after that. That's crazy. That's, if I was smart, that would be the last song of the night.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, you're back with Vince the Bay, and from the likes of the chat room chatter that I'm observing here, this is what everybody's here for. Everybody wants to talk about the trolls. I guess I get it. I take full responsibility for even mentioning any of these acronyms in my description of the show. I actually probably shouldn't have even put that in there. I should probably save that for tomorrow night. I really wanted to celebrate what a stellar performance I witnessed last night. But we can get into the troll bullshit, which we'll do, because I love it too. Why else would I be an international troll trends forecaster? Okay? I love this shit. You know, every once in a while I got to take a break, though. As all you people know, I took my own little break here on BTR, kids. Everybody has their little, oh, I got bumped off BTR story. Wah, wah, wah. But we'll get into it. Let's start off with the one and only. You know him. You love him. I do have, before we get into this, I just want to let you know, I have a surprise guest waiting in the wings here. He's got his hand up. I've already been chatting with him, though. He's not in the chat room. He's not even one of the guests. He's been listening in. We messaged offline there during that track, and he's going to come on later. We're going to let some stuff play out here, see what happens, and then we'll bring him in. We'll bring our surprise special guest in at some point to stir up the pot even more. Not that it doesn't need to be stirred here on BTR, on your late night BTR. We all love it, though, don't we? The trollerization that's been happening in the last month here has just been unforreal. Unforreal. When I first started on BTR 2 years ago, I don't remember any of this kind of shit going on. I don't remember any of this hacker bullshit. I don't remember any of this Bill Wagoner crew stuff or whatever they were called before that. Or whatever they'll be called in the future, because God bless Bill Wagoner. I would want to disassociate myself from this trolls as well. But whatever, it's their civil right and duty to express their First Amendment rights. I get it. Moving on.
Thank you, very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. Thank you. So, stick around, though, folks. After all the dread and humility has subsided, we will get to some show tunes, okay? And that's part of my surprise. That's a little hint, a little tie-in on who the identity of my potential special guest is. Okay, who should we got? Such a choice here. We got a lot of the heavy hitters on the line here. I don't know where to start. It's almost a toss up here. All right, let's see. All right, let's do this. I have a die here, and I'm saying 1 through 3 is Jew. 4 through 6 is Bill. All right? Actually, let's leave it up to the chat room. Why don't we do that? The few people have the guts to log in as a profile, let's leave it up to you. You guys, yeah, no, I know who the 817 is, buddy. All right. I'm going to leave it up to the chatters. We'll make this diplomatic. Chatters, what do you think? I'm not going to roll the die. Fuck the die bullshit. Who do you guys want, the Jew or the American Dad? I feel like Pontius Pilate. Somebody's going to be eliminated tonight. Somebody's going to be castrated virtually, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this, Melinda, are you in the chat room? Are you listening to this bullshit? No. She'll probably listen to it in our archives. She got tired of personal messaging me. She got tired of personal messaging me. Fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. I'm seeing a lot of Jew, but a lot of people it's a lot of people saying it like, you know what? You know what's great about this is the new trolls that don't know the ins and outs of BTR don't realize if you say Jew 4 times in a row, you automatically mute yourself. Great little tidbit there. Sorry, I just gave away a little secret. My bad. All right. Yeah, a lot of personal messages with hate. All right. The overall temperature of the room is telling me it's Jew. I don't want to look at anti-Semitic either. Come on. After all, I'm Catholic, so we're kind of sort of – I mean, aren't we all – before we get into this, all right, another preface before I get into this. Or you guys get into this. We're all brothers and sisters, the Muslims, Christians, Jews, all sons of Abraham, okay? Some people interpret the rightful throne of Abraham. We're not going to get all Jesus freaky shit, okay, because this is Old Testament. Muslims. Who do they think the son of the rightful son of Abraham is, and who the Catholics, Christians, and Jews think is the rightful son of Abraham. It's another sidebar question for you. Speaking of which, I missed the sidebar. Mrs. PG, I hope you get better and come back in the air. I miss you. God bless your heart. All right, moving on. It looks like the overall consensus is Jew time. So here we go. Hey, Jew, what'd it do?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, we know that. Tell me something I haven't heard. Jew? Jew, you're unmuted, bro. Talk.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Or maybe that isn't Jew. It looked like his number. All right. Your hand was up, Jew. Maybe he's feeding the kid. All right. Well, then, by default, guess who wins? Bill Wagoner. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how are you, man? How's everything going? Happy New Year to you, brother.
Happy New Year to you, Bill. I'm doing well. What brings you to the program tonight? What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, I saw your show earlier, and I'm getting ready to take a long trip to Los Angeles for an entire week, and I thought I'd say hi and say hey to everybody in the room, and yeah, I see that you have your, you know, we have the most crazy guy that sits up. Well, actually, we have two people in the room tonight that are constantly on every single blog, talk, radio show that's ever on. It's Patriot Greg and Ranger 75. Interesting. I just thought I'd bring that up. Ranger. Did you hear our chat last night with Ranger of our how we had tried to help him with his condition and tried to raise some money for him? Did you hear that last night?
No. No, was that on your show?
Yeah, we actually tried to raise money for him last night. And actually give him, you know, get him some funds so, you know, he would stop trolling people and, you know, and actually maybe get some mental help, and we tried to do that last night for him. I don't know if it worked or not. I really don't know, but we really did try to do that.
Yeah, keep us,
here's the name. What's that?
Keep us posted on that. We keep us posted on that. We hope that everything works out for Corey. I'm sure he appreciates all the charity.
I really want to compliment you on something, though, and this is a real sincere compliment. You've got a great radio voice. You got a good personality, and I want to compliment you on that. For a man-to-man, talk show guy that I've been around the game for a long time, and I just want to compliment you on that. You've got a good voice, and you got a good sense of humor, and you got a good thing for the audience. And I heard a show of yours the other day, and I was like, wow, you know, you got it.
Cool, man. I appreciate that. And likewise, man, wow. I appreciate the compliment, and I like listening to your show. You've got an outstanding voice, and you've probably got some experience doing this, and it's interesting hearing you do your thing, and I always laugh whenever I listen to your show. There's always something to keep me entertained and follow along, so it's an honor to be given that esteem. Wow, man, I can't keep up with my chat room. If anybody is chatting at me, like I see Lady Slug is yelling at me, just call in. Just call. I don't read the chat. Even when you put it really big, I can't keep up with it. What?
Can I ask you a question, bro?
Yeah, what's up?
This troll war that goes on, and it goes all over the blog talk radio, but with me, it goes further than that. It goes into personal lives and, you know, and all this sort of thing. And, you know, it's disgusting. It really is. I mean, I would like to know, I'd like to pose a question, really, to anybody out there, and especially the audience and anybody. You know, how, you know, when you take things, you know, trolling a show and having fun and being silly is one thing. But when you hurt someone's family and you go out there and you do things maliciously to actually affect people's livelihood, that's what I don't understand, how sociopathic, sick, individuals can do this. Now, I mean, can you expand or do you have an idea of why would that happen?
I don't know. I think that's part of the reason why I keep sticking around and tuning in, because to me, BTR, I look at it more as like an online radio version of the Stanford Prison Experiment. It's just like this little social networking hybrid experiment that late night, it's just, you know, it's bound to happen with the nature of the internet and the people who are glued to the internet all the time. You know, it's a wonder more, and I'm sure I don't delve into a lot of other platforms around here, but it's a wonder that there's not more stuff like that going on, say, Ustream or any other platform for that matter. I don't know, though. I'm not really into all that other stuff, so I just have
BTR. You know,
BTR,
I didn't know about Ustream.
Late night BTR.
Ustream and all those other things, I didn't even know they existed until I got on here. All the porn. I mean, I know it's out there, you know, but I got turned on to Blog Talk Radio just because, I mean, I thought maybe this might be a real type of radio thing. But then the show got so big and I dealt with so many different people and all these conservative right wingers and all this stuff. And then people take it so serious. I mean, people got to realize, I think, Vince, you would agree that this is entertainment. This is nothing more but entertainment.
Yeah.
We get on here to entertain.
I think I did. I heard part of your show last night. Actually, I lied. I did hear part of your show. I didn't hear the part. I didn't get to the part, obviously, that you were talking about. But I was listening to you on my drive home this morning, and I heard you say the same thing on your show this morning. That it is. That's exactly what it is. It's entertainment. It's for people who love to consume it and people who love to do it themselves. And it's very incestuous. And it's just all those types of people, all those personalities. A lot of them tend to be very egotistical and self-centered and stuff. And we're all guilty of it. I mean, everybody indulges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. I mean, that's what's compelling about what you keep makes you keep listening, because it's not boring. Because even if, you know, it's Blog Talk Radio, get over it. It's internet radio. People troll. They talk shit. You just got to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, I agree. I know that you have a story that goes to the extreme and beyond. And I'm certainly not endorsing any of that. But I love having these guys call in. And I'm sure some of the BWC is going to call in tonight, or for sure they're listening. But you know, I hear them calling to like the Debbie Daly Show, and I don't think they should even waste their time. I really don't, calling it a Debbie Daly Show, unless you know, come to a show like mine. Fine, I don't care. I get it. You're trying to have fun. You know, let's bring it on. Let's troll each other. Let's see who can out troll each other or one up each other. Because I don't know why she doesn't let like this kid Saul just talk. Like, she just hangs up on right a second. I mean, give him a second to make himself look stupid and then bump him off. But if he just calls in repeatedly, just fuck. Just let him talk for a second. And then, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
but to her defense, though, that's she's trying to do a self-help show, and she doesn't help herself by talking about it, encouraging it, and even acknowledging it. If she really doesn't want them around, she should just not even talk about them and just dump them right away. Don't even put them on.
Move on, right?
You know,
move on.
Yeah, exactly. I was listening to her show today, and you know, she did get into some of her self-help stuff, which I find entertaining. But then who was it? Corey. No offense, Corey. I know you love the drama. You eat it up. You people, like, you
he
obviously
loves
like,
it.
suck it in like a sponge. You just can't get enough of it. You're the junkie. I get it. I see the obsession. I see the you know, it's fun. I get it. It's fun. But at a certain point, it's just, all right. Okay, let's breathe. Okay, let's do something else. Talk about something else for a second.
How many times do you say the word Bill Wagoner over and over again? I mean, come on. Talk about something else. How about how are you going to make money, or how are you going to take care of your family, or how are you going to beat this economy, or, you know, whatever you're going to do. But, you know, what I don't understand is how people actually really think that what they say on here is not recorded. For example, Corey loves to talk about how he's going to kill people and do bad things to people, how do you, for one moment, why would you think that someone would not record that and play it to the authorities when you're threatening to kill homosexuals, or you're going out there, and, oh, I'm proud of this, and I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of, you know, I'm after this. I mean, come on. And he got, and his real name's known. I mean, and that, you know, I've not heard the word, by the way, the whole troll thing, nigger, over and over again, barrel. I remember when I first did my first month worth of shows, I'd hear that word over and over and over. And at first I didn't know how to take it, and then I said, you know, this is just a bunch of crap, whatever. You know, so, but these people, like Debbie Daly, they eat it alive. They take it so personally.
Yeah.
Like it's
you
know, it eats them.
Yeah. I love Debbie Daly. I think she's sweet. I used to call her a show and I have a really good time hanging out with her, watch her do her intuitive device. You know, obviously I was sucked in by her, the succulent sweet sound of her sultry voice. And, you know, I was hypnotized like any man with a cock that likes to put it into a vagina would think. And I just, you know, thought she was hot, you know, sort of like a MILF cougar sort of kind of way, like a naughty sort of way, which she kind of is in a certain, if you talk to One Angry Jew, at least, that's, you know, if you talk to One Angry Jew, she's basically this very loosey-goosey. She runs around in her underwear on the internet, on her network. And I always miss this. I'm never around for any of this. I guess I have, I mean, I don't have, if you talk to the flawless guru, I have no life. But at the same time, I must have enough of a life that I miss a lot of this shit. Which, thanks to the beauty of VTR, you can explore in the archives. Which, if you are listening right now and you are exploring in the archives, I encourage you to explore in yourself, which, of course, I have been doing all throughout the show. And if you want to join me and explore yourself with me on the air live, we got a half hour to do so. I got Bill with me. I'm going to come back to him in a second, but I have a ton of calls on the line. So I'm going to start going down the line here. After all, this is a call-in show. That's right, kids. 347-826-7667 is the number. Give me a call, and we will work things out. Let me know what's on your mind. I'm going to go one more time. Before I take calls, I'm going to try one more time. I think this is the Jew. Let's see. Jew, are you there?
You know, you make me want to gag myself with a big fork. Debbie Daly is
a
both
and a liar.
Christ's sake, I saw her on video cam. She's got spindly little legs. She's almost in her 50s or whatever. She's a wannabe teenager. She sits there and guffaws with all the other people. She's an idiot. She's a pathological liar. She's she has no talent. She's a no-talent hack. Nobody in radio, and Bill will back me up with this, nobody who thinks that they're ever going to be in radio is going to be coughing into the microphone or cursing into the microphone or carrying the microphone into some party on I don't know what. She's an idiot. She's a no-talent hack with too much money. Do you know what we say in the pilot community about people like her? JFK was one of them. More money than brains. That's Debbie Daly. She can buy her whole studio.
Oops, my bad. Sorry, I'm just trying to move around my switchboard here. Sorry, Joe, I inadvertently muted you. I got my switchboard. I have 11 fucking callers on my switchboard. This is out of control. If you're waiting on the line, but wait. Sorry, Jew, shut up for a second, man. Let me get a word in on my show. All right. So if you're waiting patiently on the line, I see you with your hand up. Stay patient. I'll get to you. The Jew's going to just say a few more messages. We'll have you on with him in a second. Go ahead, Jew. You were saying.
What a bunch of malcontents you have on this Blog Talk Radio. You got Corey, who couldn't say anything more stupid than he already does. Then you got Debbie Daly, again, a no-talent hack with more money than brains. Her husband buys her a studio. I got a studio. I got a network. Okay. So her network is a server. Big deal. Who gives a damn? She coughs. She sneezes. She does all the other stuff that's that you should never do on a microphone. She's got no talent. Now let's move on. Corey. What can you say about Corey? He's a glutton. He's somebody who's screaming for somebody to help him. First of all, I know Corey's gay curious. He's a gay man who can't admit that he's a gay man. He's a man that once he gets the whole gay sexual thing done, he then beats the crap out of the other guy, and whereas that wasn't his fault. I'm sure the other partner, whoever it was, wasn't confused. Corey's confused. And Corey comes on every show and plays games. Okay, you know, I'm Corey and I'm this and here, come get me. I took a look at his house. It looks like something the bounty hunters would be surrounding on a daily basis. And then look at that basic bitch. How did you let these people back in your chat room? Basic bitch and all the other little script kiddies who are out there gnawing at everybody's heels, please. I gotta scroll down here and see who else is in here. Lady Slugger.
All right, you keep doing that, bro. I gotta take more calls. I got a 111 here. Go ahead, you're on the air. 111, it's a blocked number. Go ahead, you can talk. You're unmuted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh my God, who is that? Is it who I think it is?
Yes.
Who?
Indeed, it is me. It is the Nature Boy. Whoa! And I'm back here on Vix in the Bay once again. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Was that One Angry Jew I was just listening to? Are you kidding me? He's still alive. He's still around. And he's going crazy. Hey, Vix in the Bay, I received a personal audio email from One Angry Jew this morning, and I want to play it for you, my friend. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely. Play it for me, brother.
He has a message in his little voice box recording for you, and I guess for the rest of Blog Talk Radio. So let's listen in to what One Angry Jew has to say. Are you ready?
Yeah, totally, dude. Go for it.
There are vast messages being sent to Blog Talk Radio shows that will soon be infected by trolls. You bitches thought I was done, but January 4th, the Jew returns. Please do not take this as a joke. We will destroy your show at any cost to ourselves personally. Consider yourselves
warned. Did you
hear that? This is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vincent.
What? Oh my God, they're everywhere. They're everywhere, dude.
Did you
dude.
Hear what you said?
They're everywhere, man. There's seriously, there's like 12 of them on my switchboard. They're fucking everywhere, bro. They're fucking everywhere. I heard everything. Although I think I'm muted. I can't hear myself.
I can hear you. No. Oh no, they're ready.
I just wanted to voice my opinion about trolls and trolling and stuff. I just wanted to say that I don't 100% support it in some areas, but I do want to make it clear for people that are very thick-headed in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that they don't understand that it's not personal attacking of people. They don't understand that it's randomized and that it's done for money. Like, they don't think that it's being done as a job, which it is. They think that it's just for fun. Like, it's something because they're bored, so they just screw with people.
We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you won't be an accountant because your giant tuna fifty reminds you of the 50 McFish sandwiches that you eat every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
Up your fucking white ass.
Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Asshole.
I'm on to the 182 and I'm on to Skype Asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So, can you please stop for a while?
The one I get, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, kids, settle down. Everybody simmer down now.
This is Vince in your bay.
Vince in your bay, for that matter, I can be in your bay. I heard I'm gay. I don't know what the hey I'm on. Yay, it doesn't matter because I'm doing it all day right here in the bay. From this point onward, it's 2011, folks. Glad to have you here. I know everybody's stoked on this troll bullshit. So we'll let the glory roll on. The fucking switchboard is lit up. Hey kids, you know the drill. If you want to talk, there's a lot of people who are just listening. If you folks want to chime in, it's the number one on your keypad. Press one to raise your hand and join the conversation. Okay? If not, just sit back, relax, tie on a blunt. Oh my God, dude. Talk about Oaksterdam at the show last night. Dude. Ganja flowing everywhere. It was Oaksterdam for real. I was videotaping right next to the keyboard player pretty much the whole first half of the show. I swear to God, there's this guy right over my shoulder who was like passing a fresh blunt to the keyboard player every time the blunt he gave him before ran out. I've never seen so many simultaneous blunts smoked at one time. I was sitting right next to someone with the video camera. Hopefully I didn't get none of it on tape. I did get some good shots of him breaking it down on the keyboard, though. He was tight. I think his name was JR or JL or I don't know. He gave me his email. I have his contact. He's a sick-ass keyboard player. All right, so I'm going to play some more tunes from the show last night before we wrap this whole thing up, but until then we're doing the Troll Wars bullshit by popular demand and by my own I guess by my own construction, by including all of these references. I didn't even say anybody. Did I see anybody explicitly in my show description? I did say The Coup. I did say Lyrics Born. I did say Rupert Maple Fishes, which I delivered. You can't. I mean, this is a top rated show. It shouldn't be because of that. I shouldn't do a separate show. I should have cut off the second part where I say, also, what does 2011 hold for trolls on BTR? Will the BWC be challenged? Is the Flawless Crew falling apart? Is the LOC legit? Will Larry announce his run for the presidency? Vince will address all this and take your calls, plus show tunes. All right, that's a teaser for the second half of the show, essentially. I was thinking I could break it up, but people were already calling. The Jew was calling me from the get-go. I mean, come on, Jew, take a hint, dude. I'm sorry. I even said it. I was like, dude, I'm playing back, reminiscing the show I went to last night. I had a good time. I was something 100% unrelated to BTR, only now by virtue of the fact that I mentioned it in my description. I should have just left it at that. but I had to tack on this troll nonsense, which I love, but I should have just dedicated a whole show to that. So I apologize to anybody. Not that I think that there's a big percentage of people listening just for that, the Coup Lyrics Born Arupa stuff I've played. If you're tuned in for that, you know what? Hit me up at Vince at excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I should have pressed my cough button. It's Vince at vincesvault.com. You can reach me there, okay? And or if you follow me on Twitter, I can, I'll probably post a link to some of the clips. All the clips that I'm playing tonight, I'll put on my blog or something, I don't know. And I'm going to do some videos too. That track that I play with Silky, an epic, epic track, which the listening to audio doesn't only half the justice, because when you see the video, you're going to fucking cream your pants. I did like 3 times. It's amazing. All right, taking calls now. 760, you're on the air.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here is getting belt body. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
Sexy, my tongue, bitch. All right,
kid, and this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So
oh, shit. Sorry, folks. I was muted. No, the troll didn't back me yet. I was muted because I'm a dumb shit. Anyways, that person's gone for now. They're muted. I'll bring it back. Oh, no, they hung up. They're gone. I do have another 760, but they're further down the line here. I got still 10 people on the switchboard. I've already done like 5 or 6 calls. Anyways, Bill Wagoner and the Jew dropped off. Appreciate them coming on the show, especially Bill Wagoner. What a pleasure. He is a delight and a welcome personality here on the show. I really wish we weren't talking about this Debbie Daly bullshit. I'd like to have Bill back on a show where I have like a real topic, because I know he's a bright mind. Him and I are about the same age, and basically Generation X, you know, finding our way out here on the West Coast. And I think we have a lot in common. And, come back anytime, Bill. But, yeah, like I said, I'd like to have him back on when I have, like, a serious topic to talk about. Or it could be a lighthearted topic or a serious topic, but a lighthearted take on it. Because Bill's a funny guy. I don't know if he knows it or not. Yeah, he's got a very distinctive voice, but he's funny. I don't think he tries to be funny. I think he just naturally reacts to stuff when he's talking, and it's just funny by virtue of his interpretation. I don't know. He's got a great show. If you guys have never heard Bill Wagoner, you can't mention his name on BTR, which, fuck, I just did. But fuck it, I guarantee you this is my highest rated show, and I love you all the guests that are tuned in, all the people on the phones, people in the chat, much, much love and appreciation for you joining me here tonight. This is probably I haven't checked the numbers, but I would imagine this is one of, if not the highest rated show I've done. And big ups, Bionica. Bionica, thank you for coming through, honey. I know it's tough to do that. Anywho, I got tons of calls. I still have 11 people. Some people, you might. I think maybe I'm thinking maybe some of these people. It's the first time because I have a lot of guests, and I know some of these guests are guests in quotes. But some aren't. Some are legitimate guests because they might have tuned in because I put the coup and Lyrics Born and Rupa and the Fishes, and maybe they're like digging this BTR thing, and they're like, okay, what's going on? So if you're called in for the first time, you need to make sure you press the number one if you want to join the conversation. That's right. Press number one once you call in, and I'll let you on. All right. I got another call here from the 937. 937, you're on.
Hi. Who is the Flawless Crew, and why do you keep mentioning them? You keep saying you're going to talk about them, but you're not saying nothing.
Oh, are you interested in the Flawless Crew?
Yeah. Who is Bill?
Bill Wagoner.
Bill Wagoner? Yeah, him too.
Oh, were you listening a second ago?
Yeah,
like, when did you start
all
listening?
Night.
Oh, well, he was just on for like Bill Wagoner. Oh, well, if you've been listening to the whole show, then you must have heard Bill. He was on for a good 10 minutes, I think, there. I had him on. You couldn't have, you
I
can't
think,
miss him. You must have just
I
missed him.
With one angry Jew. I got confused.
Oh, I know. All us white people sound the same. I know how it is. I agree. Honestly, if I was black and I heard the one angry Jew, Bill Wagoner, myself, there's a couple other people I'm thinking of. I can't think of right now, but you know, there's some people predominantly Caucasian voices, and I think if you were kind of not really paying attention, I could see maybe getting them confused.
Yeah,
sure,
it's a little hard.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So what's on
your mind tonight? It's New Year's Eve. What's on your mind? Or New Year's Day? It was New Year's Eve.
I just wanted to know about this Flawless Crew. You keep bringing them up, and
oh yeah, Flawless
like
Crew. Okay, Flawless Crew. Neutral. No, Flawless Crew is their own thing. I mean, wouldn't you say the Bill Wagoner Crew is neutral?
No, not neutral. Like new, like brand new. On BTR.
Okay.
Like are they some new trolls or?
I don't know. Well, you know, I just lost my switchboard here. I sure to hope to God no one hacked my switchboard. If not, it's just going to be you and me. So, which isn't that bad actually. Or maybe my switchboard just freaked out because there were so many, it was like completely full. Does that happen? I don't know. If anybody's listening, I don't know. Maybe I got my switchboard hacked. If so, fuck, that sucks. Because I still had some more coup music to play. I was so stoked. But I guess, you know what? Fuck it. I'll tell you about the Flawless Crew. Flawless Crew, it's a group of about 10 to 20 kids, most of them female, most of them around, you know, late teens, early 20s, probably just out of high school, just in college, maybe in college, whatever. They're on the internet. They call into BTR and stuff, and they call in all together though. They show up in the chat room together. Yeah, of course. They're probably stuck. They probably are away from their parents' house, so they're able to do whatever they want. They'll be able to stay up all night, call into Blog Talk or whatever. But they're probably, you know, bored and a little stir crazy. Maybe some of them are in places that where this, you know, you can't go outside because it's blizzard and they miss their friends, so they keep up with them online. And they go around, they troll around to BTR shows. And they fuck with people like me with their little digital voice shit. But they're cute and they're fun
voice?
And they're harmless. And, huh?
What's the digital voice?
The digital voice. It's like they have Google Voice, or I don't know how they do it, but they can like say type out something or recite something, and then it will take that and then digitize it and repeat it in a weird voice. Like, yeah, it's just kind of like sampling sort of. I don't know. All right, I have no control of my switchboard. Thanks for crashing my switchboard or hacking my switchboard or whatever happened there. Thanks for destroying my program. I appreciated it. I am looking forward to 2011. It's going to be a good time, folks. I hope you guys enjoy it. I don't have any New Year's resolutions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Hello? Oh, is she gone now too? Is it just me? Well, that's too bad. That was a fun show. I was having fun on that. Well, I don't know what happened. BTR crapped out or somebody hacked my switchboard. Whoever did that, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks. I'm going to have to do that. I'm reciting what I'm putting in the chat now. Thanks for fucking up the switchboard. Yeah. Thanks to whoever. I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was a BTR malfunction or if one of our esteemed guests just took me out. It might have been an LSE. You're right. You know, see, it's too bad. I was going to have on, I didn't even get to my special guest who was on the line. I was ready to put them on. And the switchboard just went away. It's gone. Doesn't exist anymore. Hell, maybe by now my account on here doesn't exist anymore. Which, hell, it might as well not. Sadly, I guess I'm gonna take Vince in the Bay and go elsewhere. BTR has been kind of a trip. I mean, I think this troll stuff is fun and everything, but you start hacking my account and trying to do whatever else it is you're trying to do, it's just not cool. It's just not cool. Yeah. I really should have. I really regret naming the description. The first half show the coup. The second half. BWC flawless LLC crew. Anyway, so I lost my listener, but I guess I trailed off and I was trying to describe the flawless crew, which is Basic Bitch and a lot of his friends. And they're cool. I like them. They're young kids. They're having fun here on Blog Talk Radio. And as I am, and as I was talking about earlier, like I feel like a kid in a candy store. No pun intended. But any hoot. I was saying that when I wish when I was younger I had something like Blog Talk Radio around. Not for me to troll late at night when I was younger, but as a kid, you know, just doing my own, you know, sports show. You know, talk about the upcoming shows or whatever. I think that'd be cool. But yeah, Shanae wants a shout out, so you consider yourself shouted out, Shanae. Shanae, I wish I could have you call in. My switchboard is gone. That's all I can report. My switchboard is gone. So feel free to, if you guys have anonymous messages, as long as I'm still able to broadcast and talk to you here for the next, because I'm gonna do this to the end. I got another 7 minutes. It really sucks that I can't play this coup shit. Maybe I'll do that another night. Do another show where I'll just play live coup, because that was a great show. I'm glad I at least got to play that Silky clip. If you wanna know more about that, just message me or whatever, and I'm gonna post those audio clips somewhere, probably on my blog. At VincentTheBay.com. If you want to join me here live on the air, sorry you can't. I have no access to my switchboard, so Yeah. No, I'm just being paranoid, Slugga. I know. Lady Slugga saying it's definitely BTR. You're right. I don't know. For all I know, it was overload, you know? There was like 12 people on my switchboard and like a ton of people in my chat listening, I guess. Like, it's out of control. And like, wow. Can you believe it? Just by putting three letters. So yeah, I want to thank the LOC for hacking my show. I know they knew that I was going to get to talking about them. And then, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to talk about them. I don't give a fuck. You know what? If they're going to hack my switchboard, take me out. If the LOC is going to take me out, I'm going to have to retaliate. I think they knew who my special guest was going to be. I guess he'll be my special guest tomorrow. I guess he won't be. No, you know what? They know who he is. I was going to bring him on. But they took away my switchboard before I did. It's all coming together now. Wow. It's huge. Well, thank you, the multitude of guests who are. I cannot believe there's this many goddamn guests listening. Are you kidding me? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sorry, kids. I only have so many fingers. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 22, 23, 24, 25 guests. That's amazing. Well, thanks, folks. Appreciate it. No, Lady Slug is saying in the chat room, it's not the adults. No, she's okay. Lady Slug is saying this. She's saying, it's the adults that hack you, not the kids. They are not really worried about you, Vince. That was terrible. She's saying the adults hack me, the kids don't. And she's referring to Flawless, of course. Yeah, Flawless is not hacking me. I never suggested that. Come on, I love the Flawless crew. I really do. I think their latest beef with me is that Moxie was talking some smack about homosexuals, and somebody in that crew took offense, and of course it's my fault because it happened on my show. That's how it works for BTR. It's my fault, all right? And I don't know if Ranger, are you still here? Ranger's gone. Oh, poor Ranger. I think Ranger was in my chat, or he was in my queue. I had a lot of calls. I feel bad. Ranger was in my queue, and I was gonna get to him. I really was, honestly. I was gonna get to Ranger, but I try to be fair. I take the people that call in, I go to them in the order that they call in. I try at least, and then of course once I get everybody on, and then we start taking people on. Sometimes, you know, I'll just mute everybody and go just to that new person that came on and give them their own sort of fair intro. And then at a certain point, they're ramped up, and then I bring everybody else on together. So I try to roll out the red carpet here a little bit, so to speak. And I'm not going to get nasty or naughty until somebody else does first. And I'm really disappointed. I'm going to wrap this up here in the next minute. Oh, I have an anonymous message first, though. Hang on. Here's the anonymous message. Please, everyone, you need to listen to Avril Lavigne's new song, What the Hell, and to buy it on iTunes when it's released, and buy her album, Goodbye Lullaby. There you go. That's right. We make your dreams come true here, kids. Appreciate you sticking around. I got just a couple seconds here to wrap it up. Thanks to all my callers. Thanks to Bill Wagoner for calling in. Thanks to the Jew. Big ups to the Coup, Lyrics Born, and Rupa and April Fishes for letting me hang out with them last night and record their show. Look forward to some video clips from that show as well. If you like live music, check me out at vincesvault.com. I have a live music archive, and I'm slowly unveiling it on vincesvault.com. And if you look at the architecture of the site, you can see it's molasses slow. Anyways, thanks, kids. Appreciate you tuning in. And I don't know. I guess I'm going to turn into a troll and move on to another show. That was fun. Wow. Okay, so I guess I'm in the archive here. This is just going to be a sort of soliloquy, I guess, here, since I have no control over my switchboard. I will, however, try to just launch it. It's probably too late to launch it now, but... Oh, it's going to work now. Of course. Of course it works. I won't be able to... It's... Yeah. I apologize to anybody who was listening tonight and didn't get a chance to go live because, yeah, the switchboard, yeah, I can get the switchboard now, but, man, that's too bad. Anyways, I wanted to just, I guess I'll recap the rest of my New Year's experience. again, tomorrow. I'll continue it tomorrow because I do have some more of Coup clips that I wanted to play. Play that. Also, yeah, hopefully the people that called in will call back. It's really a shame. I think the switchboard might have just freaked out. I think maybe there's a bandwidth issue or something or some sort of internal thing going on with BTR, and it probably just could, there's a system overload. I'm just going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. System overload. The show crashed. The switchboard crashed. Because it comes up now, but of course it thinks that I have no scheduled show, so I can't manipulate anything. Can't even look at my files. It's like, shit, a waste of time. Oh, brother. Well, I had fun. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Fuck it. But tomorrow, I don't know what's going on tomorrow. I might go down to LA tomorrow. I don't know. I'm still up in the air on that. I got to see what the weather's going to be like, see what I have on my schedule, see what my Monday's looking like, because it's going to take up my whole day to go down to LA, and I don't know if I should stay for a couple days or what. But I'll find some way to do a show tomorrow. If not, just join me again next time. I'm Vince in the Bay. This has been Disorderly Conduct. Join me over here every night at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to wish you all a good night, a good morning, and a good day or whatever, dude. Keep the faith. I'm out. If you're listening to this in the archive on the show page, refresh. Biatch.